Hello and welcome to Simply Reds, the self-proclaimed best Manchester United podcast on the internet. So this is the pilot. I'm your host, Zane Khan. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what qualifies you to do a podcast about Manchester United? Well, a passion for Manchester United. But let's be honest, that's mandatory. But more importantly, I've been told I've got a face for radio. Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, as you might have heard, I'm not alone here in the studio. I'm joined by what will be our regular guest on the show, Mudge. Mudge, please introduce yourself by giving us your full name, along with how long you've supported Manchester United, and finish off with an interesting fact about yourself. Go for it.
Thank you, Zen. Hello, everyone. My name is Mujtaba Hussain. I'm a lifelong Manchester United fan, over 25 years now, I believe. Interesting fact, well, when I go to the toilet, I pee when I'm sitting down because I'm a clean man.
Right, I'm not sure our viewers, listeners really wanting to hear about your toiletry habits, but moving swiftly on from that, the way that this is going to work, we'll set aside every week or so, we'll set aside 30 minutes, and we're going to just have a little, as you would do with your mates, a little rant, a little chat about Manchester United and their footballing ongoings. So I've put a couple of talking points together, but it's a rough, loose agenda. It's pretty much two guys sitting around a pair of microphones having a bit of a rant. Well, these days under the guidance of Louis van Gaal, it is more rants than it is actual homage to the beautiful football that's being played at Old Trafford or during Man United games. But enough of me rambling on, let's crack straight on.
So we're pretty much at the end of the season. It's May 21st today. Barring a few all-important cup finals, it is, for all intents and purposes, the end of the season. More importantly for us, we've still got the FA Cup finals to go later on today.
Yes.
But let's hold talk on that just for now. Let's wind the clock back a little bit. I say a little bit. Let's wind it back all the way to the start of the season. Mujtaba, what were your expectations for us at the start of the season?
I think it's a bit too early to say that we're a title contenders for now. I think it was a bit similar to last season. Last season, we just about got the top four. The start of this season, I thought to myself, you know, let's make a push for third, maybe even second, you know, at least half a season, be up there. We did have a good start to the season. We were first for 1 week, but post-Christmas, we just tailed off and it was horrendous.
first for 1 week, what a fall from grace.
Yeah. So no, it's been so disappointing. It's actually been worse than last season. Some of the stats that have come out have been horrendous. I mean, even Moyes would be dull and gloom looking at those stats, so not good at all.
Yeah, I think that the only solace we can take from the season is the fact that Klopp has had, if you look at his statistics in comparison to his predecessors, I think his kind of win ratio is even worse than the likes of Kenny Dalglish and whatnot. So I think there's some solace to take from that. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It's been atrocious football throughout the season. I mean, at the start of it, my personal expectations were let's push for the title. Is it worthwhile mentioning a golden nugget of information? My sources deep within Manchester United and within Old Trafford tell me that Louis van Gaal's aims for the season in agreement with the board was his first season in charge. So he had a 3-year contract. His first season in charge, he was looking at getting us back into the Champions League. So within the top four. And then second season, his aims for this particular season were to win the Premier League. And his final season in charge, which was to be next season, he was going to go ahead and, well, he said he was going to win the Champions League. Can you believe that? What are your thoughts on that?
Not at all. I think the board would have said to challenge for the title, maybe get a trophy, which we're close to getting. Well, we're in the final today, but we're not even in the top four. I mean, that's a minimum expectation for a club of United's size.
Yeah, I'd say we could have made it by the skin of our teeth into the Champions League, into the top four. But yeah, I mean, it just shows, what is he, like a year behind his own aims? And in my personal opinion, if he's trying to win the Premier League, I think it's not even a year's worth. I think we're maybe 2-3 seasons off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in his speech in the last home game, he said the United fans' expectations are too high, which I don't really agree.
Is that what he actually said?
Yeah, I think he was, you know, adamant that the FA Cup was going to make do for this season. Yes, great. It's been ages since we've won the FA Cup, but it's not good enough. I mean, we're not Arsenal. We're not going to celebrate an FA Cup win in a fourth or fifth place finish. It's disappointing. Yeah, I'll take the FA Cup. Absolutely delighted. But, you know, if I asked you at the start of the season, you know, what would you rather have, the top four, the FA Cup, what would you say?
See, that's exactly it. I was going to leave that till the end and then pose these questions to you. But since you asked me already, start of the season, for me, I would have thought at least vying for the a bit of silverware and easily top four. To be honest, right now, that's exactly what I would take. I think a minimum for Man United is some piece of silverware. And as I said, top four.
Absolutely. What about yourself? Yeah, the same. It was both. It's not one or the other. You have to have both. We have to be in the Champions League. I mean, we're not good enough to win the Champions League yet anyway. No. But I'm delighted we're in the final. I mean, we have to win today. If we don't, I don't know what the reaction will be.
Okay, so we've established that whilst we're not Arsenal, during this transition period anyway, we'll settle for top four and a piece of silverware. That piece of silverware might still be forthcoming, depending on the FA Cup final today. But that fourth spot, it's escaped us. And it's our own damn fault. Not for the first time this season. Teams above us, they've tripped up, essentially opened the door for us to overtake them. But time and time again, we've capitulated. This was no different. So Arsenal, they did us a massive favour by holding City to that draw. This meant we were back in, or the fate was back in our own hands. Our own fate was back in our own hands. All we had to do was win our last two games versus West Ham and then Bournemouth. And what happened? We fell at the first hurdle. With the backdrop of West Ham's last game at the Bowen Stadium, their fans were just possessed. They were charged up, fired up, almost being the 12th man on the pitch. But even before the game, absolute carnage, scenes of carnage. They bottled the Man United coach and, well, we bottled it on the pitch.
We did, yeah. Yeah, you know what? Given how our season's gone, we actually had a get-out-of-jail-free card. All we had to do was win that game at West Ham and we would have saved our season. But like you said, we absolutely bottled it. We were ahead as well. That's the worst thing. West Ham did make a great start. We did fantastically well to come back into the game in the second half and we just made silly mistakes. It didn't help the fact that West Ham played like it was the last game on earth and they had to win it. So.
What the hell was that about? I don't even know what they were playing for. They were either, I don't know, they must be high on something. I have no idea what they were. Even the crowd was the 12th man, really made
madness,
a massive difference during the game.
They were celebrating.
Yeah, they were all pumped up.
Yeah, they were celebrating like they won the World Cup. So I just don't get it.
Or like Liverpool drawing against West Brom, wasn't it? similar sorts of scenes
I don't
there.
I don't think it was that serious.
Don't think it was that important as the West Brom was to Liverpool. Okay, so let's, you know, it's still an open wound. Let's move on swiftly from that. I think last week, United had the, all-important, Manchester United, annual, awards, a whole raft of a slew of awards being, handed out, brandished to players. And we've got titles such as player of the season, young player of the season, goal of the season, all that good stuff. So let's break it down. Let's get your opinion on, first and foremost, player of the season.
In my opinion, I think we spoke about this a few weeks ago, but I think the obvious choices were De Gea and Martial. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, I would have given it to Daley Blind. You mean I've
always Daley Blind. Daley Blind. I really don't know where to go from there. For me, I completely agree with regards to the shortlist and the main contenders, and them being the chaps that you mentioned, David De Gea and also Anthony Martial. But I'd chuck Marcus Rashford into the mixer as well.
Yes, he only came into contention around February, March time, so I don't think he's played enough to warrant a player of the season.
Interesting point.
But he has done well. He has done well.
So why Daley Blind then?
We didn't sign a centre-half in the summer, so Daley Blind was drafted into centre-back, not his position. Mm-hmm. He didn't complain once. Before every single game, the media was saying, you know, Daley Blind's going to get found out this game, but he's never got found out all season. He's been absolutely phenomenal. He's been so professional, and he's been silently performing so well alongside Chris Smalling. And if that went badly for us, we would have had a nightmare of a season.
Yeah, we would have probably been mauled even further than we did sitting
absolutely.
Probably where Liverpool and Chelsea are sitting in the Premier League. So I kind of take that point on board. Also, I think with regards to Daley Blind, one of the main weaknesses for him, I don't know if somebody out there, our listeners, go ahead and look at his FIFA stats and somebody tell me what his speed rating is, because this guy is slower than milk turning. And that's an achievement. So, yeah, and you're right. And you know what the weirdest thing is? You're absolutely right. He hasn't been found out yet. I think some of his other abilities massively compensate for the fact that he's slow as shit on the pitch. Like, for example, I think his reading of the game is absolutely sensational. Sometimes his positional play, his awareness of the game really does make up for it. So I don't know if I'd give him the title of player of the season, But certainly, I can appreciate the merits of a Daily Blind type character in the Man United squad. I guess we're going to have to come to sort of some sort of agreement on player of the season. So I'm not going to let you, I'm going to overrule you on a Daily Blind type character. Give me another, shortlist contender.
It's got to be De Gea or Martial. I mean, Martial, of the pressure that he, I mean, with De Gea, I expect him to put in world-class performances every single game. So it's nothing new to me now. I mean, he's a world-class player. 9-10 out of 10 every single game is what I expect of him. But Martial, with that price tag, everyone wrote him off. No one knew who he was. And the way he's played under pressure, he's just so cool and so young and so good. I'm just delighted for him. Let's go for him.
Okay, so you're going to give it to?
Anthony Martial.
Okay then, Anthony Martial it is.
Just because you don't let me give it to Daily Blind.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to let you give it to Daily Blind. Anthony Martial came with an expensive price tag, but really hasn't let that go to his head. A real exciting young player, really talented individual. Now, I'm not comparing these two, but Anthony Martial really reminds me of Cristiano Ronaldo in the sense that when Ronaldo was at Man United, ball at his feet, what an exciting young player to watch he was. Didn't know what he was going to do with the ball, but you certainly knew he'd provide some sort of attacking dynamism. It's exactly the same with Anthony Martial. I just want to see the ball at his feet, and just it's just a pleasure to see what he's going to do. As I said, real exciting young talent. But it's worthwhile highlighting the contribution of David Man of Steel De Gea. And what a Superman-esque save on the road to the final from David De Gea against Lukaku in that semi-final versus Everton. Wow, wow, wow. Some say David De Gea is so good he could save anything. In fact, he could have even saved Ned Stark from Game of Thrones.
He probably could have saved his Geralt slipping as well, to be honest.
You probably. I don't know what it is, but we love bashing Liverpool here on Simply Reds. So on that vein of thought, so we've given our player of the season to Anthony Martial, but that doesn't mean that the award ceremony is over. Actually, I think the award for players player of the year was given to Chris Smalling. So whilst we think Anthony Martial deserves the player of the season for us, the players themselves at United thought it was Chris Smalling. He's been an absolute rock at the back, hasn't he, Mishpa?
Yeah, he's been so good. I mean, again, similar to Daily Blind, if he didn't step up this season, we would have had a nightmare. I mean, we probably did try to sign a couple of centre-halves in the summer. It just didn't materialise, but he really stepped up.
Yeah.
I think the key for him is he stayed injury-free. Both him and Phil Jones came in at the same time. Phil Jones keeps getting injured again and again and again. But Chris, it was only this season where he stayed injury-free, and he's been absolutely colossal.
Yeah, he's been absolute magic at the back. I think he's really come into his own. I think a couple of seasons back, he was getting plenty of abuse from rival fans around just his quality or lack thereof. But yeah, he's certainly filled a massive space or a gap at the back that we had in terms of a rocking defence. When you look at in yesteryear, the likes of your Yup Stams, your Nemanja Vidic, your Rio Ferdinands, and then a couple of seasons back, if you said Chris Smalling, everybody would have had a laugh at you. But if you look at it now, you say Chris Smalling, and he seems to be in along those names in somewhat decent company. Still a lot to prove. He's not won as many trophies as those guys, and obviously he's very young, so still a long way to go. But yeah, in terms of players, player of the season, I can certainly see now why they respect him so much. Yeah, he's a good player. The actual player of the season, of course, was given to David De Gea. We've given it to Anthony Martial. We've covered off players, player of the season. But what about young player of the season, Mustafa? Your thoughts?
There's been quite a lot this season for us. And we think one positive of this season for us has been, and Van Gaal, is the amount of youngsters that he's brought through.
Yep.
I mean, not only the ones we've signed in, you know, in likes of Martial, etc., but I've come through the actual youth setup. So we've got the likes of Fosu Mensah's come through, Pereira, who hasn't played a lot, but he's a fantastic young player. Borthwick Jackson has come in as well.
Borthwick Jackson's sensational, so, yeah.
Very good. So, yeah, it's been a real positive for us this season. The youngsters coming. So, Varela as well, our right back.
Yeah,
very
true,
good.
Varela. Jesse he was Lingard. Sitting, I think he was even around at, I could be wrong, but he was around even at Moyes' time. But some of these players really didn't get that step up or that opportunity to play within the first squad. But you're absolutely right. Louis van Gaal, despite all the criticisms levied against him, I think one of the massive positives has been his willingness to dip into the reserves and some of the, I guess, youth squads to pick out, cherry pick out players and give them opportunities, and they've really flourished this season.
Never be it said we don't ask those tough questions here on Simply Red. So, Mustafa, I'm going to pose you a tough question. Is it the serious lack of quality in the first team, which has given these youngsters their sustained appearances within the first squad, or are these guys really that good?
I think the positive of these players has been they've been fearless. I mean, we've seen new signings come under Van Gaal, and as soon as they've played in the first few games, they've been fantastic. But once they've been sort of coached, if you like, by Van Gaal, they've sort of deteriorated. But with the youngsters, it looks like they've just got a mind of their own. They're playing without pressure, which is great to see. That's the key for these youngsters. They're playing without pressure. They don't care. They're playing in front of 70, 80,000 every week. They're just going out, just loving it, really. And you can see the likes of Rashford, just no pressure. He's so cool. And all of them have been like that. That's been a great positive, to
be
honest.
Yeah, you're right. I think the mentality displayed by these players has been different from yesteryear. I think you've seen previously under the likes of Moyes and whatnot, you see Adnan Januzaj coming to the squad. And when he was naturally just, sort of, I guess, thrown into the squad, and just his first couple of appearances, he was really expressing himself on the pitch. But then when times got tough, it seemed as if he was inhibited to a certain extent, whether that was by management or whether it was his own mentality or the expectation that was put on his young shoulders. His performances started stuttering a little bit.
When they're young, they just got nothing to lose. I mean, and then once you get established, like you said, it's just the pressure.
Yeah. But I think Louis van Gaal's, in terms of his management of younger players, I think he's, for me anyway, I think he's done something differently as opposed to what was under Moyes. If you look at Bob Jackson, you look at the likes of Fosu Mensah, you look at some of the, even Rashford, these players, the way that he's handled them, you look at Rashford, he's probably going to play today. He's going to go out there and he's probably going to play in a similar fashion as he's done all season. Whereas I think that was not the case with the likes of Adnan Januzaj. I think under Moyes realised this probably is an important player, and his attitude and management of that player probably changed. So I think real positive from Louis van Gaal is just his management and his handling of some of these young players. Okay, let's move on and look at... did you actually give me your young player of the season? So who is going to be brandished your young player of the season? You mentioned a good couple of names, chucked a couple of names into the hat, but I'm going to put you on the spot. Come on, Mustafa, who is your young player of the season?
I think it's a pretty straightforward one for me. I'm going for Rashford.
Oh, okay.
I said earlier on he hasn't played a lot, but he's been so good and he's scored so much important goals for us this season. I can't ignore him. He's been so consistent as well. Some of the other youngsters, the likes of Bothwick Jackson, who I've been impressed with.
Yeah.
He was a bit inconsistent. I mean, you can expect that from youngsters anyway, but Rashford has been so consistent. He's just out there, just doing his thing.
Really. Yeah, I don't think I think we'll find out in the future whether we agree on a lot of things. I think at the moment we've agreed quite a bit in terms of who we think our player of the season is. Well, you chucked in a cheeky little Daily Blind comment, but I'll ignore that. Apart from that, we've been sort of pretty much on the same page. We're in cahoots. However, even with regards to young player of the season, I'm going to have to agree with you. I think for me, yeah, absolutely, it's been Rashford. The small time, the small sort of 5 minutes of fame that he potentially had has expanded into something more simply because of his ability. He's a fantastic striker. He reminds me a little bit. I think he's potentially even going to surpass the spot in my heart for Chicharito. I absolutely love that guy, fox in the box, and I think Rashford for me has absolutely filled his boots. I think when Chicha went, I thought, you know what, we've got a massive gap in the squad. I thought Chicharito would become our kind of main striker, and I don't know what it was, but he never lived up to that expectation. But Rashford has filled his boots magnificently, and I think he's going to be pinnacle in terms of Man United and England going forward. So I completely agree with you on that one. However, for me, I've got to give a massive shout out to Bothwick Jackson. I think he's been absolutely sensational. You talk about not letting the attitude, not letting the stage get to you. He jumps on and he plays like he's playing five-side football with his mates on a Sunday or on a Saturday type game. Pressure just doesn't seem to get to him. He's just as good going forward as he is defensively. He's quick. His sort of footballing brain and his decision making is absolutely fantastic. His reading of the game is fantastic. I think I've probably seen his positional play be kind of just off the mark maybe once or twice, and that's at the latter part of the season. So for me, I'm going to have to give him a shout out as well. Absolutely agree with you. young player of the season, Rashford. But for me, I think there's lots of positives from some of the other guys, especially Cameron Bothwell-Jackson as well.
Okay.
Totally agree.
So on to the FA Cup. Let's be honest, it's the most important trophy of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is.
I mean, let's not faff about. I mean, Europa and all of that. What's that about? Champions League, that's for little boys. We're in a big boys trophy. It's the FA Cup. Let's do a little preview session on it. First and foremost, your thoughts on the game. It's Crystal Palace versus Manchester United. How do you think the game's going to go down?
I think it's going to turn out to be similar to our semi-final win against Everton. I mean, I think we're going to dominate possession. But I think Palace will have chances, just like Everton did. But I can see us comfortably winning in the end, 2-1, 3-1. I'll take a 3-1. I think they'll score. Yeah, I think they'll score. But I think in the end, we will pull through. We should anyway.
I think the most important question on everybody's lips is, are we going to see a Blassi sweep?
I think he only saves us against Liverpool.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I have to agree with you. I think we're going to dominate possession. Palace are going to try to hit us on the counter. They've got some pacey players. You talk about David Blinder. I think this might be his defining moment. Is he going to get found out?
No, yeah. Yeah, I think it's the latter. I mean, I think they'll try to scare us with their pace. And like you mentioned, the likes of Balassi and Zaha, very quick players. I mean, I'm a bit worried in the left-back area. I hope Rojo doesn't play there because he's been absolutely terrible at left-back. Yeah. I think he is going to start there. If that's the case, I think they're going to utilise that as a weak link in our team and really attack that right-hand side. But other than that, I mean, they're quite a big team as well. I mean, they've got Kabay, who's fantastic at set pieces.
Yeah.
And that's an area where, you know, we may be a bit weak. I mean, Van Gaal's come out recently.
A little bit weak. I think our main weakness against West Ham was all their goals were pretty much set piece jobs.
Yeah, you know what that means.
What does that mean?
Fellaini.
or as fondly, within our group of circles, as we like to call him, the tree.
The tree. You know what? To be honest, we missed him against West Ham.
Yeah, I think we did. We needed someone a little bit more physical, a bit rough and tumble. That's what we needed in the middle of the park. And I think he.
Having said that, I still don't want him to play.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. I think that what we learnt from that West Ham game was the fact that us as football fans, if we had to pick the squad, we would have probably picked pretty much what Louis van Gaal did. And that was players who could play football. You had the likes of Herrera, Mata, you know, really creative players. And we thought, you know what, that's enough to win a game. But I think what we learned off the back of that game was sometimes, you know what, you do need a little bit of a, dare I call Fellaini, a bit of a dirty player. Sometimes you need that bit of physicality. You've got to put on a squad onto the pitch who you think is suited to playing your position. So yeah, I think you're right. Maybe we could do with a bit of Fellaini. But you know what? We've not got to make those tough decisions. Louis van Gaal has. So do you think Fellaini will stop?
I think he will start. I mean, he was suspended the last few games, and I think he scored it both in the semi-final and the quarter-final.
Yeah.
I think he will start because of the added factor of the height difference as well.
Physicality.
And the fact that, yeah, and the Palace will look to attack us in corners and free kicks and whatnot.
Okay, so that's our pretty much our preview. I think it's relatively straightforward. I think it should be a victory for United as well. I don't see Crystal Palace scoring, dare I say it. So I'm going to go with a 2-0 victory for United, or I'm hoping it's going to be a 2-0 victory anyway. Moving on, just keeping the theme of the FA Cup in the background, if United go ahead and win the FA Cup, what if I said to you that means Louis van Gaal stays? Or, in a parallel universe somewhere, which we could go into, United lose the FA Cup and Louis out at the end of the game. What would you rather have?
I don't want him to stay, but at the same time, I would never go into a game hoping that we lose. And given that this is the FA Cup final as well, and we're just a game away from a bit of silverware in a horrible season, yeah. I'm going to go for the FA Cup win. I just want to win the FA Cup.
Oh, damn it. I thought you were going to say Louis van Gaal out at all costs, because I'm going to go for silverware. I'm all about the silverware. I think it's been too long for a club of United stature to go without silverware. So I would have gone for keeping Louis van Gaal, well, I'm not for keeping Louis van Gaal around. I just want the FA Cup. I think it's been a terrible season. We've not got fourth. This is going to be the only salvation of our season. Otherwise, we'll see plenty of headlines going up in various newspapers about the decline of a great club and all that jazz. Let's just hope we never end up like Liverpool. Okay, so that was going to be my kind of like